If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Tazeen Khan is with us, the CEO of Cyber Collective. Did you fall for that? Did you send your DNA into one of those services?
You couldn't pay me $1 million.
See, because you know you're in the business of protecting data and privacy. So some of us made the mistake. I didn't do 23andMe, but I did Nat Geo, and geez, I'm regretting it now.
Yeah, and look, it's okay, and it is. Scary what's happening, and my goal is always to move people away from feeling a lot of fear and try to make folks understand that you made a decision, you were curious, and it's up to these tech companies to protect our data, to keep our best interests in mind. And this should be a wake-up call for us as consumers to make sure that these companies are keeping our best interests in mind, right? So it's okay. Don't worry that you sent in your DNA. You might have a clone of you somewhere later.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I know somebody who was going through IVF, and they said, Lisa, they're talking now where they can take a skin cell from a mother and create eggs out of that. I'm like, okay, yeah. It's all too much for me sometimes. But tell people why it is important that they delete their profile on 23andMe.
I think one of the biggest reasons it's important for people to delete their profile and the data history from 23andMe is because we don't know where that data is being sold. It's being sold to the highest bidder. It's also not clear where that highest bidder is going to come from. It can be an international highest bidder. They're just giving the money to whoever, they're giving the data to whoever has the most money, which when in history have people with a lot of money been keeping the public in mind, right?
Right, and this is a DNA profile for over 14 million Americans, and if you add in the fact that all their family members, by nature of sharing DNA, are also, you know, it's the numbers are staggering, and I think the price is going to be high, and I don't necessarily think that the best people will buy it with the best intentions.
And so I think that another thing to note is the new owners may not have the same privacy protections in place. They might not have the same security in mind. And a part of this as well is depending on what company buys this data, we in the U.S., we have no federal privacy legislation. We have state-by-state legislation. If anybody is curious, there's a website that you can go to see what type of legislation your state has for consumer data protection, and it's called iapp.org. They have really wonderful information and a super easy graph to read. But the issue here is because we don't have any privacy legislation that protects consumer data, we are known as the Wild West when it comes to data, and people are doing whatever they want with it here. In the U.S., and other countries that don't have data protections either. And the scary part of this is a lot of data is used to make decisions on our behalf. People talk about algorithmic bias. I don't know if you're familiar with that or if your listeners are, but it just means that there are certain assumptions that are made based off of data that's found online. And then algorithms, which are these automated recipes, let's call it, are created, and then they spit out information, and a lot of decisions are made based off of those algorithms. And there have been issues coming up to surface regarding these algorithms that have an insane amount of bias. Now, if this data is leveraged by the wrong company, and let's say they decide to make this data publicly available, to other companies, or they sell it and kind of bid it off. There's so many different scenarios, risk scenarios that we can think of. The problem and the issue is, how will this data be used in various scenarios that will exploit people and potentially harm us, right? There are algorithms where, and certain bias that exist where people are not getting loans from banks. People are not getting access to certain healthcare that they need. And it's a really scary landscape out there, but there is something that we can do, which is deleting your data off of 23andMe and just being more aware about the terms and conditions that you sign when downloading a new application or using some sort of new technology.
I think a lot of people believe that algorithms are not going to influence how they think. There's no way. I'm an independent thinker. But in fact, there is an enormous amount of money into figuring out the psychology and how to get across a message that you are devouring and you're not even aware that you're eating it.
100%.
Yeah. So much to learn. I know. You've got to come back as a guest because I'm so intrigued. With Mike Waltz and what has happened with SignalGate and, you know, seeing that his Venmo app was not set to private, and we see that he made, you know, some kind of payments to several different journalists. Is that by default when you get your Venmo app? By default, is it not set to private? And is that something people should do immediately?
I am big on privacy, so I would always recommend that people do that immediately. And just given even the fact that there are hackers that are using social engineering tactics, which mean trying to just extract as much information from you so that they can exfiltrate your data, steal your identity, et cetera, et cetera. The question that you're asking, I mean, this is layered, what you're bringing up.
Right.
Obviously, on a consumer level and person to person, I'm not sure if that is an automatic kind of you've opted in by using Venmo if it's public. My gut is saying yes, because most people are public, but there is a way to toggle that into private. But that is one of those elements of like needing privacy by design for technology that we don't have, because we are in this culture of technology being convenient, and you know, our apps are updated while we're sleeping. There are things that are changing on our behalf, and we are just riding this roller coaster of technology and moving in the direction that it takes us, not realizing that we do have more agency and autonomy than we think. And I think now is the time, with all of this information materializing about privacy and our data, I think Americans in the U.S., we have more power, and I'm excited to hopefully be a voice to help people feel empowered.
Well, I would love to invite you back on the show, because I want to talk about how to make sure that what you want private stays private. And Tazen is with... She's actually the CEO of cybercollective.org. And if you were to go there right now, you can take an internet street smarts course. I started today just to see where I would land on that. But hopefully we can get you back on the radio sometime in the next week or two, and you can talk a little more about this.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me today and raising such an important issue. I really appreciate you all caring about this. Most people think it's too nerdy, so I'm really glad you all are talking about
it. Yeah, it's something I think we all have to pay attention to. Thank you.